Just listen. Just listen. Man, oh man, oh man. There's a lot on my mind. You're at this podcast for a reason. And let me tell you a little story about myself. 43. Grew up in Wisconsin. Been everywhere. No military status here, but I've traveled a lot. And in my 43 years of living, I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. And I've experienced a lot. You might be thinking, depending on how old you are, I've done the same thing. I've seen the same thing, and I've experienced the same thing. But oh, let me tell you this. This podcast, you will enjoy. Some of you might not enjoy it, but it's okay. You see, I had an epiphany. Something that struck up in me to start this channel and to start this podcast. You see, I'm going to come with the real stuff. No misinformation here. Facts, life experiences, feelings, emotions, things that you might experience on a day-to-day basis. But first, before I dive into what I want to talk about, I want to ask you, are you okay? If the answer is no, you will be okay. You will. You just got to believe that you'll be okay. You got to look in the mirror each and every day saying, I'm good. Because no matter what you're going through, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Like I said, I'm 43. Been happily married for 15 years. Two handsome young men. Two boys of mine. One is a grown up. He's considered an adult now. And the other one, he'll be 8 in 2025. Wow. Two kids 13 years apart. Let me tell you something. They've both had the only child syndrome treatment. And they've both been spoiled. You got to take care of your kids. You have to love your kids. That should be ringing through every parent on this earth. You see, there's this thing in life called living. And some people live it the right way. And of course, you got those that live it the wrong way. Some that serve, and some that want to be served. How are you living? Are you struggling? Are you successful? Do you have a good job? Or do you have a bad one? It seems like in life, the in-between is not an in-between. Either something's going good or something's going bad. Life is not really to be complacent. When you're on your last leg, your last breath. Not saying it's going to be soon. I'm not just saying that you're going to be dying soon. That's not what I'm coming across. But when you're on your last leg, you have to wonder to yourself, did I make a difference? Did I touch someone's life positively. Are you trying to reach the people that need help? Are you trying to be a better person, a better you? I try every day. I try to do the best to be the best man that I can to any person that shows me respect, no matter what age, creed, or color. That's the way I was brought up. You see, in America, it's so polarizing right now. And I'm sure if you're listening from another country, it might be polarizing where you're at. We're in troubling times. We are. We are in troubling times. Times where the rich control the way a country is dictated, the way a country is ran, and how people can survive. You see, America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Some people may not think it's the land of the free. And that'll be for another conversation. But for a country that is so rich, there is so much division here. Hear me out. Hear me out. Division in this country, it doesn't have to be between races. It can be between classes. The middle class trying to be like the upper class. The lower class trying to be like the middle class. The middle class sliding back down to the lower class. The lower class sliding down to a below lower class. Times in life is hard for those people, for myself included. When will there be a break? Can you ask yourself that? Can you answer that question? Probably not. You see, on this channel, Just Listen, I'm going to talk about life experiences that I've had in the 43 years of my life. I thank God for those 43 years. But if you're young, I want you to hear me out too, because I was once young. I know technology has changed things these days, but I was once in your shoes. If you are close to my age or around my age, you can probably relate. But some of those who have been fed with a silver spoon or a golden spoon, you won't be able to relate to me. My life story is the story of many people, but you know, even your life story is the same. And let me talk to the older folks, my elders. I want to just say that you guys will enjoy this channel as well. And the reason why I say that is because when I talk about some of the stories that I've experienced, some of my life experiences and just things that I think about, you probably thought that back when you were my age too, or even younger. So I welcome you to this channel. And I will wish and hope and pray that you will join my channel, Just Listen, because we got a lot to talk about. And as my wife can say, you like talking. I do. Because there is a lot to talk about. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Try to perform an act of kindness for somebody that you don't know. With all the hate in the world, try to reach someone that you don't know, and maybe you'll turn their attitudes around. Love, peace, happiness. Peace out.